Akash, Channel 1. So as I mentioned, I thought maybe we could just skip around in the book a little bit, because it's pretty tough going with that grammar. So here we are working on Chapter 4, Greetings. The following are common phrases used daily among Tibetans. Honorifics are found in phrases of greeting more than anywhere else. Don't worry if you can't immediately catch on to their use. Since they are common, you will have many opportunities to practice. The first one. Hello. Tasha Dele. How are you? Karang Kusu Deboyimpe? A little translation is, you body well, is it? I'm fine. Layin. Naga Supo Deboyin. Yes, I body well is. Note the honorific word for body, kusu. The non-honorific form is used when speaking about oneself. Thus, kusu changes to sugpo in the sentence, I'm fine. Please sit down. Shu runang. Shu is the honorific form of de, sit, meaning sit, please. Another way of greeting is simply to ask someone where they are going. Where are you going? Kerong kaba pege. You where are going? Kerong kaba pege. Pe is the honorific form of the verb go. Draw. The use of pege is the shortened version of the question form as mentioned in the grammar section. And there's goodbye, kalepe, said to the person leaving, or in the case that both of you are leaving, which means a literal translation is carefully go, and goodbye, kaleshu, said to the person remaining behind, carefully stay. See you later, jayong. Meet, come, is the literal translation, and see you tonight, togong jeong, tonight meet, come, see you tomorrow, sang yi jeong, tomorrow meet, come, and good night, which I always say to you, which is sim jenango. Phrases like I'm sorry, gong da, and thank you, tu chi che, are not commonly spoken. They should not be used as freely as they are here in the West, but should be reserved for extreme situations. And so we'll continue on tomorrow. Sim Jenango.